I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom.
Hey guys, Steph and Brenna here, or Brianna. We are really tired today as we record, and we're not really sure how to start our episode. But welcome. And we have something really cool to share with you.
This is probably going to be like my favorite intro because we're just keeping it real over here.
Yeah.
I don't know about all of you, but it's been kind of a pretty wild week. So I'm sure we're not the only ones that are tired.
Yeah, this new moon was like really energizing. And I feel like all of the energy for me anyway is just kind of like coming down, like I'm coming off of this like Libra new moon energy and just settling into like, I think the moon's in Scorpio now. And on Monday, it'll probably be in like Sagittarius, maybe Capricorn.
That makes a lot of sense. It's all the Scorpio. It's activating so much in my chart. I'm feeling so, such intense emotions.
Yeah, me too. I've been crying a lot more, but I feel like I've also been in my heart space like a way more. I've been like in presence a lot. I'm literally taking a course where we are learning how to communicate with our feelings. So like, I guess that could also be why I'm like feeling all my feelings, but who knows?
Feeling all the feels?
Yeah.
Yeah, that may have a little bit to do with it, but it's good. Feeling feelings is good because when we repress our feelings, we become a society that is what it is now. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. I know I'm listening to a song right now and it's called Feelings. And the lyrics are like, some of them are so good, but one of it is like, this is me when I'm feeling my feelings. And it's like, yeah, everyone needs to feel their feelings. I think he says, fuck yeah, that's my vibe. Like, like doing the work and like connecting with your feelings and your inner child. And it's a really cool backstory.
That's cool. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's good.
So before we actually get into the episode, for those that know me, know that I am obsessed with finding my connections with people and my past lives, even though I know that it's really more about who we want to be in this lifetime and in this incarnation, but I still am addicted to knowledge. So I decided to reach out to someone that I actually found through Etsy, because clearly I find a lot of people through Etsy, and she actually looked into some of mine and Brianna's past lives. Obviously we have a lot. It's not every single one of them, but just a few of them. And we wanted to share them with you, didn't we, Brianna?
Yes, we did. I'm so fascinated by this, but I never like take the step to have other people look into it for me.
I know, I'm totally the opposite. But because we've discovered a lot of things on our own, it was just one of those, I like getting validation, I guess, or confirmation from others to make sure that I'm receiving, I don't want to say the right message, but I guess kind of, yeah, like the right messages.
Yeah, I love a good validation. Right? Love it.
And I just want to point out, Brianna actually hasn't heard this yet. So this will be
surprise
to her. And I haven't even really read the whole thing. So I wanted to wait for Brianna. Here we go. Okay. And this is all in writing. So I'm just going to read it off to everybody. If I sound scripted, this is why.
It's because I am.
Because I am. For once, I really am. Okay. There are quite a few with Brianna, and most of them are positive ones. Like, you have been sisters. Your bond was especially strong then. Also other relatives and also friendly neighbors from the same village. But one more negative one that I can see is when you, Stephanie, were a man and she, Brianna, was a woman, an older relative to you who was manipulating you to make decisions that are good for her. You, Stephanie, were in the position of some power. But that was before many of the positive lives, so most likely it is already cleared karmically. The first thing that came isn't even a planet. It is some higher dimension where you both were beings of light in disincarnated form. In that density, souls are just them and do not really have a solid body. Or if it is solid for them, it is something that can instantly change and shapeshift based on their intentions. So you were beings of light from the same soul group. Oh, and you were closely connected on that level. But that level of existence is really hard to describe or even fully grasp with the human brain. I am also seeing incarnations on safe for you together.
How she said that we are beings of light. That came up in your reading for Tiffany, that you literally started as like light, a source of light. And when I was reading it, I was like, that resonates with me too. I feel like I was one of the sources of light, literally, that like Tiffany mentioned in your reading.
Do you remember? Oh my God. Yeah, I do. It didn't click until you just said that. You're absolutely right.
Validation.
Oh, I love validation.
I know.
Okay. So she said she's also seeing incarnations on, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Safe, right. Which is a star. And I just looked it up. It is the sixth brightest star in Orion.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So she said we were relatives in our very first incarnations there. I'm seeing Brianna there as both older relatives, although not parents, and as your siblings. So she likely is someone whose presence reminds your soul of very old times. After Safe, you are kind of not having close incarnations for a while. And then Maldek is the next together. And there were dragons also related. We were related as dragons.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And Maldek was actually the planet between Mars and Jupiter. It was another water planet, and it was a very advanced planet with an advanced society. Maldekians were very intelligent and good with technology, but they went too far with their curiosity and experiments as the resulting planet was destroyed. Currently, the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter is all that's physically left from this prosperous world. Maldekians themselves were dragons who literally breathed light and had wings similar to angels. So it says, if you ever feel drawn to dragons or flying, it could be facilitated by these soul memories. And these dragon beings have very loving hearts. And it's basically like a place where we activated new levels of consciousness and enjoyed flying and connected more with fire energy.
Oh my God.
Right? We've talked about so much of this, but that was it. It was interesting. She didn't talk about Earth.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I bet we can just do this. Figure it out. It is nice having that, like,
that's true,
validation, but I bet that we literally could do it on our own. We already did.
Yeah, that's true. But
we're sitting here being like, why didn't she do this? We know this. It's like, yeah, we do know these things.
I know. And I love that. Like that we were onto something and we did know this. That's so cool.
Yeah. And it's like, we just have to lean into that trust and like literally just trust in your intuition and in yourself. We know what's up.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And I need that reminder sometimes because I do like validation outside of myself. If I've received the message myself, I'm not even going to lie. I definitely like that validation from someone else to know that I don't want to say I'm receiving properly, but that's kind of, I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah,
but.
No, that's exactly. Yeah. No, because we're taught there's a right and a wrong way.
Yeah.
We're taught that there's a wrong way.
Right.
and then only one way. And I find a lot of spiritual teachers will teach that too. Not as much now, but like before, like, oh, you can only connect this way, or like, you can't do that. Like, I can do whatever I want.
But I love that she mentioned all of that. Like, that totally resonates. And it's so funny because we always talk about flying. And when you first met me when you did the reading for me, the first time we ever connected online, you said that you saw me flying.
Oh yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
And I was large. I was taller. Uh-huh. I wasn't like human size. Yeah. That makes sense. Right. Because we did.
We know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I always talk about being like a pillar of light too. Like,
yeah,
at the essence, guys, we're just light.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. I love this validation.
And I really love too that she talked about like the negative life that we shared, where I was a kind of manipulative.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, my apologies. But it's such a good and like beautiful example of how karma can work too. And it's like you could also view it as like experiencing that negativity, like opened up and cleared the space to experience more positivity in other lifetimes that we shared together. But it also shows how like you can clear karma. And even if you're in a situation like now that's uncomfortable, you can move through it and clear it. I feel like for the last 6 months, all I've been doing is clearing karma.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
I hope you guys loved that little mini reading of our past lives as much as we did.
Yeah, and it confirmed stuff for us, which was amazing, that we already knew, which is awesome.
I know, so good.
It's good. So we are back, actually. Probably should have started with this, everyone. Sorry.
Hey guys, I feel like we are back like for the first time in a while. We literally say this every episode.
We were actually off for a week though this time. We did a digital detox and we said in our last episode that we would talk about kind of all the things we learned about ourselves and about the world around us while being away from that digital world.
Yeah, my digital detox was very interesting. I think you're going to find it very comical.
Tell me.
So I didn't do it.
Terrible.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We started on Monday. So it was like a Monday. And I like don't really go on social media, but I am realizing that I talk to people in social media a lot, like through the messaging apps. And it kind of blew my mind how much I was checking my phone. And then, or being like, what am I supposed to do now that I'm not like seeing if I have a Facebook message? And Monday, I spent like the whole day, no social media at all. And then Tuesday, the following day, I had some like a local event that I wanted to go to. And I realized how much I use Instagram and Facebook to see like what's going on in my community. And then I started realizing for me, if I just detox or like, I felt like it wasn't a time for detoxing because I've also had weeks where I haven't been on it at all, but it brought up this need to heal my relationship with it. So it was more like, if I just take a break for a week, then what, I just start back over again. And then like, I get into the same cycle of checking my phone a lot. So I kind of set the intention to use it for like, it's a greater purpose. Which for me, literally I'm learning is to just find out like what local events are going on. So last week I really focused on just my relationship with social media and making sure that I wasn't like sitting there mindlessly scrolling. And I have done a lot of Brie Melanson's work and I literally listen to a lot of her channelings before I go to bed. So I literally will hear her voice in my head all of the time. But all last week, I just heard her chirping, what is not life-giving is life-taking. And it's like her explanation that when you're giving your life force energy away, like mindlessly scrolling, it's like you're literally giving your life away to, you have no idea, like you don't know where it's going. So I just had that in like the back of my head all like anytime I was checking my phone. And I haven't been on social media, like I haven't scrolled literally at all this week. And I think it was a huge like part of that embodiment portion of learning how to like have a healthier lifestyle that I'm seeking, as opposed to saying it and telling everyone like what I think we should be doing. It's like we need to be doing it. So that's what I really worked on my digital detox. And like I haven't gone on it like today. I mean, I went on it today to like check messages literally like once, maybe twice. And then the same thing yesterday and I'm like, this is life changing. And Steph knows this, but I hate social, like, I don't hate social media. I like hate like playing the game of social media, but like now that I like haven't been using it, it's almost making me be like, man, I actually want to like put stuff on social media now instead of just being like, oh. So it, like, for me, it really healed. It healed a lot. How was your experience? Your real detox.
Yeah. I was going to say mine was very different, but it's interesting because I had a similar kind of realization afterwards. So when I say I'm going to digital detox, I do it. Like, I cut everything out. I actually have my social media on a separate phone, on an old like iPhone 7 that I had in a drawer, because I don't like having it on my actual phone because I don't want it to dominate my life. So for me, when I say I'm going to detox, I literally turn the phone off and I put it in a drawer and I don't look at it for a whole week or a whole month or whatever I want. And similar to you, I noticed at the beginning, there was a few moments where it was almost like a dopamine hit where I wanted to grab it and I wanted to check it. And I'd stop myself and say, no, like, I don't actually need it. So I actually was reading a lot more during this time. I read a lot more of my book that I haven't read in a long time. And it was also really nice to not be on the computer so much too, or being able to do other things while on there. So for me, I agree with you when you were talking about how with social media and the idea of being intentional, because I do find that, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate, that when you go on and you have an idea just to search for one thing, and then an hour later, you're still on it. So I actually started asking myself, you know, like, I realized that some relationships are teachers and others are mirrors. So this also includes my relationship to the digital world. So I started asking myself, is the digital world, is it teaching me something or is it mirroring back something? Is it a teacher or a mirror for me? And I found that lately it's been mirroring a lot back what I don't want. I'm consuming basically my thoughts, my eyesight, because I'm using my eyes, obviously, my ears with whatever I'm listening to things that I actually aren't really putting me in a higher vibration. It's essentially like causing it to lower and keeping me on an old timeline that I don't want to be on anymore. So yeah, that was definitely kind of a pivotal moment for me to really realize that it's not reflecting back what I want it to reflect. So now I guess going forward, it's like, how do I get it to teach me things that I want? You know, like you said, using it for community. So, you know, you're finding, you know, different courses or different programs or different workshops. It's like, that's the type of accounts that I want.
Or local bakeries that are having sales.
Or that.
Literally, it's like bakeries, coffee shops, farms.
Crystals too.
And crystals, but I need to like get to know the crystals that I have. So I've been like, I haven't been checking the crystals.
Yeah, I won't even lie, during this detox, I totally went and bought like three crystals. My first two towers, and like I have a rose quartz tower and a shungite tower, and it's just, it was great. I mean, I've just been spending time, because crystals are living beings. So I was spending time with crystals instead of spending time with AI beings. So artificial intelligence.
Amazing.
Right. So yeah, it was during that time too, I was also doing a Lemurian diamond light retreat. So that was really good, where I actually had time to integrate everything I was working everything I was working on internally and healing, as well as upgrading my etheric DNA, as well as my cellular structure. So it was really good for me to take that time away, because otherwise I know my consciousness would have been so focused on posting something, especially for the podcast, or like, you know, did somebody send me a message? Because a lot of people like to talk to me like you through there, not necessarily like through my phone, which is good, I guess, because I don't want like 100 people to have my phone number that I don't really talk to all the time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I literally like, no, I'm talking about like my sister, like what? But it's usually like, I feel like Instagram is really good for memes too, though.
Yeah, sometimes that's what I mean. It can be good for like actually increasing your vibration, depending on the accounts that you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
like I went through my Facebook. I haven't gone through my Instagram yet, but I literally got rid of 150 people. Like I was like, what's the point? Like, you're not bringing me joy. You're not bringing me happiness. You also don't align with my values. You don't even really support my, you know, my own values. So it just didn't, I don't know. It was like a really good detox to like really allow what wasn't aligned to just literally crumble like everything else in this world right now. So
I keep on pulling that card. Like literally I pulled it like 3 or 4 times in one day. And then my niece like pulled it for me as well. I was like, stop it.
The crumbling card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that was last week. And then this week I keep pulling the Sun tarot card and I'm like, yes.
So I love that. I'm not going to lie. I just ordered another tarot deck, like the original Rider Waite. This company hand prints them and made it vintage looking. And I am so excited because it literally, every time I look, like as I was looking at it online, it reminds me of my Italian witch ancestry. So I just can't wait. It's so funny because I've avoided that specific deck because of religious programming. And now I was like, no, I am going to break this programming and I'm buying them because it's the energy that I'm putting into it. Do you know what I mean? Like it's the energy I bring. If I assume I'm going to get a negative energy from something, even social media, then that's what I'm going to get from it. If I go in there. Yeah. You know, if I go in there really being sovereign and owning my energy and knowing I am a freaking powerful child of the universe, then you know what? I have nothing to worry about because that's what I'll attract. Just more light beings, more supportive energies. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Also side note about all this witchy energy. I'm going to Salem and I'm so excited.
And I'm very jealous because you know I've been wanting to go for so
long. Yeah, Salem is so good. I've been like 2 times, but I've never been as like I've never been where I can like tap in and out of the energy and like actually know what's going on. I'm really excited.
You're going to have to talk about that in another episode because
it's going to be, I can literally talk about it the day after Halloween.
I love that. I can't wait for Halloween, Samhain. I can't wait for that this year.
No, oh, I'm so excited too.
Yeah, I'm living in like a hocus pocus kind of like town. It reminds me of like, it feels like the energy feels similar.
Hocus Pocus is currently being filmed 30 minutes away from where I live right now.
Yeah, it's not fair for me.
I literally live where Hocus Pocus is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
The Hocus Pocus energy. It's so good.
I was going to say, kind of like going back to what we were talking about. I could talk about like Halloween and Samhain and witches all day, but I found also that this detox also was like such a good, like teacher of self-acceptance as well. Like, it was just really interesting because I found that I was putting actually a lot of pressure on myself to post certain things, you know, especially for the podcast too, having to post at a certain time or a certain day, like every day. And it was interesting because it really allowed me to step back and just kind of accept myself as I am. Cause I know, and I'm sure you all can tell by the way my voice gets really high sometimes when I talk, because I'm a very passionate person. And as much as I am very introverted and prefer to be alone most of the time, when I'm with people, I can get like very loud and very excited, which is obviously demonstrated a lot on this podcast. And I have to kind of like rein myself back in. But that was what I was kind of learning, was that I was kind of holding back, you know, feeling like I had to hold back on like in social media and in this podcast instead of just being who I am. Like, I'm honestly a complete freaking dork. Like, when I'm with my husband, like, I am a dork. I am dorky. Like, I'm weird. I'm like really out there. Like, so, and I'm very dramatic. I like to put on accents. Like, sometimes I'll just talk in an accent and nobody sees these sides of me because. Oh my God.
Bring on the accents.
Yeah, right?
That's my favorite. I don't do accents, but I love listening to them.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. I hold these parts of myself back to try to like, I don't know, I guess portray an image. And I'm like, I just don't want to do that anymore, which is why when I came back online, like my first post in my story was me doing a squirrel face, because I was like, I just don't want to take myself too seriously on these platforms anymore. And I'm also tired of like compartmentalizing myself on these platforms and thinking that, or being told that I can only be in like one thing, You know, yeah. I can only be, yeah, right? Like I can only be a podcaster or an artist or a poet or...
Yeah, and you also have to be that thing in a very specific way.
Yes, which, it's like a niche thing. And I don't believe in niches. That's three-dimensional way. I'm not about that. I'm you know what I mean? That's not the type of business I want.
That your niche is who you are. Like,
yes.
I am the niche. The niche is me as a person and my personality and who I am. And that's it. And if I don't resonate with you and you don't like that then that's fine. That's perfect. Like, but this is making me think about, and it's funny too, because I got a similar message when I was meditating this morning about how much we hold back on being a multidimensional being. Like you can have, every single fragment of the universe living within you. And we're taught that like, we're only supposed to be one way.
That's exactly. Like you said it exactly what I was about to say is that I'm multifaceted. So why do I just need to show this facet or that facet or that facet and have a different account for each of them? Like, why do I need to have an account just for my art, an account just for my podcast, an account just for me, just for travel? Just, it's like, do you know what I mean? It's, and then you end up spending more time on these platforms, which takes away from you actually living your life. So it's like, I'm a multidimensional person. I'm a multifaceted soul, you know, like I'm not just this one label in a box. So that's the thing too, where it's like, if I'm just going to post whatever I want now, I don't want to abide by these algorithm rules and this three-dimensional way of putting yourself into a specific box or a label. I don't want that. I don't subscribe to that reality and I won't do it anymore.
Well, it's like what you say too, that like you create your own algorithm, like through your thoughts. So the people who are vibrating the same, like, frequency as you out, like you will literally magically show up on like in their feed. It's magic with a K. Okay.
Yeah. And I also believe that that's what happens with life too. If we're a mirror of the cosmos, that means that the universe is also running on an algorithm. And that's why synchronicities take place, right? It's because that's what we're drawing to us. So yeah.
Oh, something that I have been doing, which is literally changing my life, is I'm waking up at like 5 or 6 a.m. every day. And this is like the embodiment portion that we're talking, that I've been like talking about where my light bulb goes off. So like waking up between like 5 and 6 and then journaling, meditating, practicing tarot or like any of these things, whatever comes up, and sitting in presence. But like sitting in presence every morning is like an absolute, like I have to. And it's literally blowing my mind. Yesterday I sat in presence for like a while in the morning and then I got myself ready and I kind of set the intention to remain in presence and to remain completely present the entire day. And literally every like single thing fell into place. Like we have been asking for new carpets in our apartment since July, I think. And my daughter decided that she wanted to play with the office stuff where we live. While we were playing with them, one of the maintenance workers came over and gave me a work order for us getting new carpets. Like,
that's amazing. Next week.
And it's like, okay. And then I had money fall into my lap. Like and then everything else just literally just like boop, 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 falls, like fell into place by remaining in presence, because I'm realizing I'm always really worried about like what I'm going to eat and where the next meal is coming from, like, or not from, but it's literally breakfast. And I'm like, okay, what are we going to have for lunch? And I tried really hard to kind of ignore all of that. And I did that yesterday and today, like just living the day in presence. Today, I spent the entire day outside. Like,
yeah, I've been outside a lot too, because the sun's shining and I take advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's so beautiful though. And I mean, it makes so much sense too, because ultimately social media is a distraction, right? So like, it's for you, the minute you stop distracting yourself, you like allowed yourself to fully trust in the universe, things just started to fall into place, because you were creating that room, you know, within your own mind, because I'm finding too that with social media, another thing that I recognized while being away from it was that it can be a prison of sorts. Like you can get really, really caught up in it and it can start to control your mind. For me, it felt like with social media, it's almost as if having a bird in a cage. So it's like, if a bird has only ever known a cage, he won't fly like the first chance that the door is left open, right? So the cage is all he has ever really known. And then he wouldn't know what it meant to be free. The cage is comfortable, it's safe, and then courage is needed to step into the unknown. And not many would give up the security of confinement for a future that doesn't appear certain, right? So he would need to relearn the world, essentially. And then anyone can open the door, but it's the bird that is the one that chooses whether or not he will fly out. And I find that social media does that, where it's like, sometimes it makes me feel like I'm that bird in a cage. And then I feel like I'm almost as if it's like imprisoning me, which is kind of ironic because it's like, I'm the one that's doing that to myself. Being able to be present with that and recognizing that I'm feeling that way means that I can also remove myself from that situation. I can turn it off. I can walk away from it. And it's like, I didn't realize how addictive it really is until I step away from it. And I'm like, oh my God, had me in a cage. Like I'm not even paying attention to what's happening around me. You know, like it's powerful. And I mean, I'd love to pretend that I'm above all that, you know, I'm like so high vibration that, you know, none of it gets to me or I don't get sucked into that sort of world, but I do. I'm a human being in a three-dimensional world. And I totally get sucked into that quite often. And especially when you're a sensitive being, it's easier to fall prey to that and to feel like you're trapped. Like I find that social media sometimes can make me feel really trapped.
It's similar to what you were saying about how social media kind of keeps you on certain timelines, because it does. So if you're always in this, like viewing other people's lives, it's almost like you're always in that timeline of like want, as opposed to stepping onto the timeline of like having surrendered, supported, and yeah,
exactly. And we also don't know the energetic effects of social media yet. I mean, it feels like it's been around forever, but it is still new. Like me and you, we grew up when, you know, we were playing outside and we didn't have cell phones and cell phones, right? We were meeting our friends at the park. Like it was never like, I'll see you online. It was I'll meet you at the park after dinner. Okay.
Or it was like, I called them and then their sister was on.
Yes.
Line, so I couldn't get through.
Yes.
Like, guys, get off the computer. I have one of my like best friends. They did that. And they all would be online all the time. And I feel like sometimes they'll just show up at their house and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Because I called you for 7 hours and you were online.
That's so true. I actually didn't even call. Yeah, I almost didn't call most of the time. I would just show up, or someone would just show up on the door.
Yeah, we don't show up at houses a lot. Yeah.
Because we can't, I don't want to say we as in everybody, because there are people that have strengthened that ability to see energy and energetic fields, but most of us cannot physically see the exchange of the energy, you know, by consuming, you know, with our eyes and with our ears and what we're typing and what we're thinking and our thoughts that are going into what, as we're processing what we're seeing or hearing. So, I mean, we really don't know the effects, but I can tell you after I'm on it, I am so tired and I'm so drained that all I want to do is lie down or go sit in the sun.
Yeah, it is crazy. I used to, actually when I was 18, I started really practicing all of the psychic stuff. And I used to, before I went to bed, I would have almost like flashes of like nightmare visions and like really scary things, which was just like my ego trying to keep me safe and like the fear-based programming. And it got me into literally playing solitaire before I went to bed, because it was the only thing that would distract me from like what I was experiencing. And now I can see like in those moments, if I just sat there and like called an Archangel Michael and then like asked what was going on, I probably would have felt a lot better. But that started me literally like having to be on my phone to go to bed, and for a very long time, like for years. And I remember like 5 years ago being like, okay, I'm going to stop playing on my phone before I go to bed. And I used to like scroll Pinterest, and that, so it was like solitaire, and then it was Pinterest. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to read. And just recently, within like the last year, it's like, okay, I'm going to meditate, or I'm going to do fucking nothing. Like the, and I'm realizing too, how challenging it is for people to sit with themselves and sit with their thoughts. Like they are constantly keeping themselves distracted. And it's like, why? Just like sit and listen to what you need. Like, please. I was talking to someone, I actually did a reading for someone the other night. And she was just talking about how like, she doesn't know what to do. She has no idea like what decision to make. And I was like, well, I mean, you got free will. So like, no one's going to tell you, like your guides aren't going to tell you what to do. The tarot cards aren't going to tell you what to do. And I was like, all you can do is just sit like with yourself and see what you want and what you need. And I don't think they're going to do it. Like, cause it's so hard for some people to like take that ego aside and have like a little ego death and crumble that part of them away where it's like, oh, this wasn't me.
I'm so happy you mentioned that because that's so true. I've noticed that too. And I understand it because I've also been there, and I have moments too, where when I do nothing, I think I have to be doing something. It's like such an automatic programming where I feel like, okay, well then I have to read. I can't just sit here and do nothing. I have to read something, mm-hmm. or I have to paint, or I have to do, you know, something other than just be. And yep.
And that's all we came here for. We literally came here just to be. Like, that's it.
Exactly. And as you were saying how, you know, someone is asking you for answers, it's because we haven't been taught. It always comes back to trusting ourselves. And that was another big thing that dropped in when I was on my detox, was that I am my own authority. I don't need to look for answers from other people, whether it's online, whether it's in a book, whether it's in a song, whether it's out in the world. It's like just learning to really put that trust in myself, because if I am the universe, that, and I'm trusting the universe, that means I'm also trusting me. Because I am part of the universe. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. We're always like, what would it look like to completely live in trust that the universe will hold you and provide for you? And essentially, if I am the universe, then I'm trusting in me. So, right? Like, I have to know that I can also hold myself. I can also provide for myself, and that I'm the ultimate authority of my own life, my own journey, my own body, et cetera, et cetera. Not that I don't love using tools. I love using tools. And I think that tools are really good to gently guide you into what resonates. And I think that's why tools like that, like tarot cards, oracle cards, pendulums, readings are really good, because in a way, like they can get that validation for what you're already feeling because your soul already knows. It's almost like sometimes I feel like people just want someone else to tell them, which is what I do, which is why I went and did that reading for our past lives, because I just wanted someone else to confirm.
Yeah. Cause we've been taught that like, we don't have the answers, and that we have to like search and seek validation externally and answers externally and trust externally, like literally everything externally.
Yeah. And it sounds so easy. You know, it's like, trust yourself. What does that even mean though? Because most of us haven't been taught to do that. So most people don't even have that foundation. Like, well, where do I start? How do I just trust myself?
Like, yeah. Like this big delayering of,
I totally get it.
Years and years and years of conditioning. That's why I love belief work. Cause it's like, oh, you want to do this? Okay. Well, let's undo all of this.
Which takes time. And I think that's the thing too. It's like, okay, I'm going to trust myself today. Okay. That sounds really good in theory when I say it to myself, but I mean, putting it in action is such a whole different story, because it's, there's so many layers, like you said, yeah. And it takes time. I mean, even me, I'm still, oh my God, obviously I think I'm going to be learning to trust myself for probably another few decades. Like, I'm always going to have those moments where I second guess myself. It's just like, such a human thing. I know that sounds like another conditioned word, like, oh, it's just human to not trust yourself, but it's just what we've been taught is what being human means, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what it means to be a human. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a human experience, this lack of trust in yourself. Super.
Yeah. But we're coming back to that. And I think that's what it is too. So if you think about even going back to social media, that this lack of trust in ourselves is also why I think we distract ourselves with the thoughts of other people. Cause that's what we're doing, right? We're literally like scrolling through trying to see what this person, you know, what this person's thought is, because essentially that type of media is just an expression of how you feel, what you're thinking, what you want to share, your voice. You know what I mean? It's like another extension of your voice. I'm trying to be like real, a lot more intentional going forward. Like I don't even go on it every day now. It's like every other day, or even for posting. Like I've actually changed it now, where I was posting like, oh my God, for this podcast, I was posting 7 days a week. On weekends, it was like four times, twice on Saturday, twice on Sunday. And this time I was like, no, max, I'm posting five times a week. Like I can't do it anymore. It's not sustainable for me. And it was burning me out.
Yeah. And the thought of it was burning me out.
Yeah. Even just thinking about that, I have to do this.
Yeah. It's so much. Steph is really amazing at social media though. So because I literally, no matter what, we'll put a hashtag in that like you're not allowed to put in, or the same hashtag four times, or like, yeah.
That's okay.
It's so much. It's a lot. And it's so nice to kind of go with the flow of things, to be like, what's coming up in this exact moment? Bam.
And that's how I'm like, yeah, especially with my personal social media, that's how I'm doing it now. I'm like, if it means I post once every 2 weeks, whatever, then that's what I do. Like,
my social media is like that. And I get random followers all of the time. I don't like literally on this detox. Like I posted once where I was like, guys, I'm supposed to be on a detox right now, but I have something to share with you. And I got so many new followers.
No, it's true. Because when I came back on after a week, I had so many followers, like people followed me. And I'm like, how did you find me? I wasn't even posting anything. I wasn't even part of the algorithm, like, but it's so funny. I think
maybe that's a little part of it. That's the part of the algorithm of like the universal algorithm. Like you created that pathway, you and those other people who started following you to jump on board.
Right. Yeah. So with all the stock of social media, at the end of the day, just trust yourself. If you feel like you need a break, take a break. If you really, really want to stay on, then stay on. We're not telling you what to do. Of course, take what resonates, leave the rest. This is just stuff that has worked for both of us, kind of reflections that we've had from stepping away or stepping more into more of a social online presence, but with intention.
Yeah, intention. That's a good one. And I also wanted to offer up something that I've been practicing this week. And I only really use my phone from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The only time I turn the volume on my phone and then I leave it in the other room. So if someone texts me, I can at least know that I have a text message. So I know that I have to eventually go and check my phone, but that has been life-changing. Just like waking up, I say five things that I'm grateful for, like right away, because you're still in that like sleep state, awake state.
Yeah. That's a manifesting state for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And gratitude and wholeness, which we'll talk all about in a few episodes with one of our guests. He has like a really good stuff about manifesting.
Yes. And I want to say, when you mentioned wholeness, this is your reminder that you are whole all on your own, and you don't need, you know, to have other people see you, whether it's digitally, you know, physically. I also want to offer up too that if you find that it is a little bit harder to step away, but you feel that call in your soul that, you know, it's a really big distraction in your life and it's taking time away from you actually enjoying what's around you and what's right in front of you, whether that's a partner or a child, or even just doing something you love.
Or yourself. Such as,
Yeah. Or even yourself. Yeah. Well, of course you're for self first.
Self number one, guys.
I was going to say, what was life-changing for me is if you have an extra phone, keeping your social media on a separate phone, honestly, like, cause you think about it, if you work for a company, they always give you, most companies give you a business phone. So you end up having two phones. You got a personal and a business. So that's what I do. I keep my personal life and my social life separate that way so that I'm not sucked in so easily. And I keep it out of sight too. It's not something where if I can see it, because if I can see it, you know, it's going to come into my awareness and I'm going to want to pick it up.
I tried that for a while, but then the act of like transferring photos from one phone to the next,
that part's annoying.
Couldn't do it. I was like, if I do this, I just won't do it.
No, it's true. Yeah. I got to say that part is the most annoying part, but I'm committed to it only because I don't want it to be on my phone. Because when I'm out, I leave my phone here, obviously. So when I'm out and I'm living my life and I'm at the beach or I actually don't have any social media and it's beautiful. I don't feel like I have to post it because it's happening right now. I'll take a video of it and then maybe I'll post it tomorrow or the day after or the week after. And no one needs to know, you know what I mean? It doesn't need to be posted that day. And I think that For most people, that's where the pressure, and I found in the past it happened for me too, this pressure of having to show what you're doing now, like in this moment to prove, you know what I mean? To prove that you had a fulfilling life. And I just want to say that your life is fulfilling all on its own. And if it's not, do activities that make you feel fulfilled. Follow what lights you up, what sets your soul on fire, obviously in a good way, a really beautiful fire, not like a destructive fire.
Yeah, the good soul igniting fires for sure.
Yeah, fires transformative. And with that, we hope you maybe set some healthier boundaries for yourself if you feel like that's what you need to do. And please let us know too if you have tips as well on, you know, creating those boundaries with the digital world. Especially right now, I feel like boundaries are so important to kind of keep me sane when it comes to the physical world and the digital world. I need those boundaries because when they start melding into each other, it just gets really chaotic for me. So if you have any tips, please feel free to share them with us. And if you also have any questions, please also send us your questions. We really want to do a Q&A episode. We have a couple questions people have brought in so far, but we would like more. So please send them in however you feel comfortable. And with that, you beautiful beings of starlight, we will see you all in the following week.